At a news conference in Harlem today, the New York Public Library and its Schomburg Center for Research in Black Culture announced an agreement with the family of the late civil rights and religious leader Malcolm X. According to the agreement, a large collection of papers, letters, diaries, photographs, and audio tapes that belong to Malcolm X will be deposited with the Schomburg Center, where they'll be cataloged and made available to the public. NPR's Margot Adler reports.
Outside the room where the news conference would be held, one could look at some of the documents in a glass case. There was Malcolm X's handwritten diary describing his first view of Mecca. "It's as ancient as time itself," he wrote, "and looks it except for the cars." There are photographs of Malcolm X with Muhammad Ali and one taken from Fidel Castro's room in the Teresa Hotel in Harlem in 1960. In addition, there are drafts of speeches and audio tapes. Standing before two large plywood crates filled with materials, Joseph Fleming, attorney for the estate of the late Dr. Betty Shabazz, Malcolm X's wife, said the family felt the Schomburg Center for Research in Black Culture, situated as it was on Malcolm X Boulevard, was the best repository for the documents.
It was the Schomburg that understood how to balance the family's desire to maintain the integrity of the collection with the desire of scholars and researchers to consume it.
According to the agreement, the materials have been deposited with the Schomburg for 75 years. Ownership of the collection will remain with the family. They will also retain intellectual property rights. Discussions with publishers are apparently already underway. Howard Dodson is the director of the Schomburg Center for Research in Black Culture.
We will have responsibility for inventorying, processing, preserving, and cataloging the collection and providing for its security. We will also have responsibility, and this is very significant, for making it available to the broad public, both the scholarly community and the general public.
This settlement ends a long controversy about the fate of the documents, and a number of details have still not been revealed. What is known is that the materials ended up in a temporary storage facility, and when monthly payments were not received, a buyer named James Calhoun bought the contents and arranged for them to be auctioned at Butterfield's, an auction house owned by eBay. Howard Dodson, the director of the Schomburg Center, remembers getting involved in the process to retrieve the documents almost a year ago.
A friend of mine called and almost voice trembling, saying to me that, "Have you checked out eBay today?" I said, "No." He said, "There's a huge collection of stuff on Malcolm X, and it looks like it's real. And how can it be on eBay?"
Joseph Fleming, the lawyer for the family, would not give details about the negotiations that returned the documents to the family's possession or say whether there had been a monetary settlement. Malcolm X became a symbol of Black pride and of the Black Power movement. He was gunned down in 1965 at the Audubon Ballroom in Manhattan. Two of Malcolm X's six daughters were at the news conference. The oldest daughter, Attila Shabazz, told how she opened one box and found her father's Koran. Although he remains an icon for much of the African-American community, Attila Shabazz said these materials will show the world a deeper person.
"My father is not just an icon. He's an icon in his absence, but he was a man in his presence. Ever evolving, always growing. And my intention, Mr. Dodson, is while you go through your professional process, is to be nearby so that we bridge the gap between the data of Malcolm Shabazz and the reality of the spirit of Malcolm Shabazz. My father is not a guessing game for me. Is that clear? He's not a concept. He's not a case study. He's a real human being that I still walk with, despite the fact that I watched him being gunned down."
These materials will not be available for 18 months while the Schomburg Center catalogs and preserves them. There is a major exhibition planned in the spring of 2004. Margot Adler, NPR News, New York.